In memory of the late Vietnamese Cardinal François Van Thuan, the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council in 2007 set up the St. Matthew Foundation to highlight the work of organizations putting the Church's social doctrine into practice. The foundation gives an annual award to those who have distinguished themselves in the promotion of human rights, together with a Solidarity and Development Award to organizations focused on supporting vulnerable communities in countries around the world. This year, on September 16th, the 7th anniversary of Cardinal Van Thuan's death, the Human Rights Award was presented to the Grand Duke Henri of Luxembourg. Four other prizes, to the value of €15,000 each, were given to four humanitarian projects, working with prisoners in Colombia, with the blind in Thailand, with missionaries across the developing world, and with deprived youngsters living in France's biggest urban centres. Cardinal Van Thuan's successor as president of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council is Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino, who was on hand on Wednesday for the awards ceremony, followed by a concert of music by Italian composer Monsignor Marco Frisina, who has set to music some prayers written by the Vietnamese prelate during his many years in jail. Cardinal Martino told me more about the legacy of his predecessor and the aims of these annual awards.
First of all, is the creation, the institution of the foundation, which bears the name of Saint Matthew in memory of Cardinal François Nguyen Van Thuan. Now, the reason is to make known this marvelous prelate, this marvelous person who has been for 13 years in the prison in Vietnam. Out of these 13 years, 9 were spent in isolated confinement. But the Cardinal, through all these difficulties, never lost his hope. And that is why Maestro Frisina has composed a beautiful cantata inspired by a prayer of Cardinal Van Thuan on hope. And also, when I told Pope Benedict XVI of our intention to propose to open the process for beatification, he was very happy because he also has a great esteem and veneration for Cardinal Van Thuan. And so this is the reason that we want to make known this figure, this person around the world, so that he can transmit his message to everybody.
Interestingly, one of the recipients of the award this year is an organization working on prison ministry. This is a direct influence of the Cardinal on this work of your council.
Yes, and another one on blind people, also suffering people. And so we try to choose. There is a myriad of beautiful initiatives, but this is also a good reason for those to help those who spend life in prison so that they can be helped and encouraged.
There's also going to be a film about the life of the late Cardinal.
And young director. I hope that we will find both the means and the possibility to, and this will help much more to make known Cardinal Van Thuan.
Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino, President of the Justice and Peace Council. Among the four organisations receiving the Van Thuan Solidarity and Development Award for 2009 was the Skills Development Centre for the Blind in Pakred, Thailand. Salesian Father Carlo Velardo is director of the centre. He told me more about its foundation and about its training programmes for young blind men today.
It all started back in 1978 when the Foundation for the Blind in Thailand, under the patronage of Majesty the Queen, decided that they wanted to change the way that the Center for Blind People, Young Men in Nonthaburi, Pakret Nonthaburi, was going. Because actually after 17 years of activity, there were almost no results. So some members of the board of the foundation even decided to close it down but some others wanted to try something just to revive it. So they approached the Apostolic Nuncio in Thailand to find some religious orders, Catholic religious orders, that could take care of it. Incidentally, the Foundation for the Blind in Thailand is not a Catholic, it's not a Christian foundation. It's a Buddhist in its base. But they decided that they wanted to have Catholics to run it. So the Apostolic Nuncio, Monsignor Moretti, approached the Provincial of the Salesians, and between suggesting and imposing the fact, say, well, Don Bosco will do it, so our provincial took it. And that's all. We started this way, a very simple way, actually, to take care of the center.
So how does the center work today? What kind of skills are you teaching to the young students there?
Well, first of all, we have to go back a little bit. When we started in 1978, there were a lot of things that they tried before, but the only thing that we found was carpentry or woodwork. And actually, it didn't work even, because nobody would employ a blind person working on a lathe or on a machine, on an electric machine, and so on. They were all scared that it would be in accidents and so on. So we had to find other things to do this. At the same time, when I took over as a rector of the center in the 1980s, we had to find other avenues. So I just thought that we would even change the name of the center, so to give a new perspective. And that we found out this other name, Skills Development, because I'm sure, until now, that every blind person has his own abilities. So to find out what kind of abilities were there and how we could enhance those abilities with skills. Then we tried several things with the only goal of putting them on mainstream society. It's a job as employees, so that somebody would regain his own life without being there begging and so on. And we tried many things. But at long last, we just focused on one trade or one job, if you like, that is meaningful, dignified, and also gainful. And that was Thai traditional massage. That is the main thing that we teach now. And it gives results.
And how many students now do you have being trained for these massage skills?
We have altogether 80 people each year. It's a two-year course, 40 for the first year and 40 for the second.
And almost all of these young students will be able to find themselves jobs when they leave the centre?
Well, the statistic that we have is 98% capacity of job that can be found. The outcome is quite good. We are very requested, very much requested on the job market, because their skills are really good.
If the students didn't have the facilities of this centre, what kind of life, what kind of future would they have there in Thailand?
Well, when we started our job there, our work there, the activities they were doing for gaining their life was selling lottery tickets on the streets. Some of them were musicians, but the street musicians. Some others were telephone operators, but the old system, the plug-in, plug-out. So we thought that, well, these are jobs, they are honest jobs anyway, but they cannot long last. So we found this other one, but you don't have to invest much in terms of material things. You just have your good hands, your good skills, and you can earn your life.
You said that originally the Foundation for the Blind was a Buddhist
foundation. It is still now.
So what kind of relationship do the students have with the church? What kind of faith input, if any, is there in the work that you do there?
Well, as a Salesian, we live with them. So the first thing that we give them is our own life with them. We live together. So the first witness we give that the love of God is expressed through our presence. That's the first thing we do. The second one is that since we are with them, we have a lot of chances to talk to them. And it's a relationship, very good relationship that we have with our students. And every time that we talk to them, of course, these evangelical values, they come out always. And in the true Salesian way, in the evenings after prayers, which incidentally is a kind of very open prayer to God, there's always a good night thought that we give to the students, And in that good night thought, of course, the evangelical values are also transmitted.
What kind of attitudes exist today in Thailand towards the blind or indeed other kinds of disabilities? And has the work of your center in any way changed that perception?
Well, thank God that there's been a lot of progress in the past 30 years in the way that people look at the disability in general and blind in particular. And before they were ostracized, they were just set apart, they put in a corner and so on. Now they're very much in the limelight, also because among the different disabilities, the blind are those who are in the forefront of all in the progress of all the development of all these things. And the way that we, our part in this kind of opening of society is the fact that we stressed on the abilities of this blind person. We stressed on socialization. I am very much present in all these kind of gatherings of disabled and also blind in particular. I'm very much present in the National Association of the Blind. I'm one of the advisors of this association and so many others, regional associations.
Finally, the Van Thuan Award that you're receiving, what difference will that make to your work? What impact will it have, if any?
Well, the first one will be the limelight that people will see that the church cares through this kind of award. It's not a personal thing that I'm doing because I'm not the only person working there. There are a lot of conferences, Asian conferences, that have been helping along the years. So, but we do it in the name of the church, so there will be very much in light of the fact that the church is present in this kind of world for the disabled. And in fact, we are pushing towards the enhancement of the rights of the blind person even. Myself, I work very much together with the Association of the Blind, the International Association of the Blind for Advocacy. So we know that we are there, and this kind of award that we are going to present to them through me, it's a sign that the church is very much involved in this progress in the rights of the disabled.
Thanks there to Salesian Father Carlo Velardo, director of the Skills Development Centre for the Blind in Thailand and one of the recipients of the Cardinal Van Thuan Solidarity and Development Award for 2009.